No Empathy, Vox's Matt Iglesias Defends Terrorizing Tucker Carlson's Family. By John Nolte on November 8, 2018. Vox.com co-founder Matthew Iglesias defended a group of left-wing Antifa members terrorizing Tucker Carlson's wife. On Wednesday night, a mob of about 20 members of a group called Smash Racism, which is part of the left-wing terrorist group Antifa, gathered outside the home of Fox News star Tucker Carlson. He was preparing to go on the air at the time and not at home. But his wife was, and according to video posted by the group itself, this was much more than a protest. Using a bullhorn, the group chanted threats, "Racist scumbag, leave town." A second chant was even more threatening, "Tucker Carlson, we will fight. We know where you sleep at night." Using their, now deleted, Twitter account, the Antifa group posted the menacing video and wrote, "Tonight, we remind you that you are not safe either." Overheard in one video is a woman saying she wished she had brought a pipe bomb to Carlson's house. Carlson told the far-left Washington Post that the left-wing terrorists blocked off both ends of his street and carried signs that listed his home address. Carlson added, "They weren't protesting a policy or advocating for legislation. They were threatening me and my family and telling me to leave my own neighborhood in the city that I grew up in." Carlson told Fox News the terrorists rang his doorbell, broke his oak door, and that his wife called the police and locked herself into a pantry. Despite all of this, Iglesias admitted he had no empathy for Carlson's wife of 22 years and admitted that the idea behind terrorizing Carlson's family is to make them feel some of the fear that the victims of MAGA-inspired violence feel thanks to the nonstop racial incitement coming from Tucker, Trump, etc. Thankfully, Carlson's four children were not at home when Antifa struck, but Iglesias obviously feels Carlson's entire family, including his children, do not deserve empathy when terrorized. Oddly enough, Iglesias does appear to empathize with an apparent illegal immigrant who lives in fear of deportation, even though she has broken the law and is living illegally in the country. Iglesias only objected to the terrorizing of Carlson's family as a bad tactic. Presumably, if terrorizing Carlson's wife and four children was an effective tactic, Iglesias would be fine with it. In the wake of his untimely death, Iglesias tweeted the world outlook is slightly improved with that Andrew Breitbart dead. Vox Media is backed by big corporate money, including Comcast-owned NBC Universal to the tune of $200 million, an investment announced in 2015. The company laid off 50 employees in February 2018.